Today I am joined by Adam Fowler, who is the clinical lead at Cancer Testing South. Now, you've got a new addition to your prostate cancer testing programme and you're trying to promote an upcoming event happening in October, aren't you? Do you want to start off by telling us a bit more about the event?
Yeah, so predominantly we test males for prostate cancer, but we've looked into this and realised that trans are being missed. So this is people that used to be a male and now women still have a prostate and they are having problems with their prostate and getting cancer, but being missed by the GP. So we're offering an event on the 26th of October at St. Luke's at the Royal Surrey, Level B, outpatients to between 10 and 2. To test them, basically.
And is this particular event specifically for trans people?
Correct. So this is a private event. So if you go onto our website, chcts.mypastest.org.uk, and you go down to the 26th of October, you'll go onto that event. That is a locked event, so you'll need the password private to get into that event, and it's all in capital letters.
And why do you think trans people are being missed out when it comes to testing prostate?
Because they're now on the GP's register as a female. So it is being missed on the system because they're now identifying as a female.
And is this event the first of its kind? Why is this only just happening now?
Yeah, this is our first event of doing this. And the reason we're doing it is because I've done a little bit of research into this and saw that they're being missed and they need to be tested because obviously they're not getting tested by the GP or the sexual health clinics. So when I spoke to the sexual health clinic, they're very up for this event for us.
And why do you think they're not getting tested at sexual health clinics anyway? Is it maybe they feel a little bit hesitant?
It's just something they don't really offer because it's not a sexual health reason at sexual health clinics. So it should be tested by your GP. But even males are not getting tested by this by the GP because it's not recognised until you get symptoms. So we're all about early prevention as well. So you can test your prostate level and you can see if it's rising. If it's rising, then you will need to get tested more regularly because it could be a sign of prostate cancer.
And how important is it, do you think, to have spaces like this available for trans people?
Yeah, it's very important to make them feel safe because obviously they might not feel comfortable walking into a male clinic that we hold twice a month. So it's about making them feel comfortable. We're not going to judge them. I'm gay myself, so we're going to really make sure that they feel comfortable, and their feedback on this event as well will be ideal to make it improve for the future.
And is this a one-off event, or are you hoping to have these kind of trans events open regularly?
No, we're hoping to do one a year. Then if there's more that's needed, then we will put them out more. And we're looking at different venues as well.
And what age should people start to get their prostate checked?
From the age of 40 plus.
And how important is it to get yourself checked?
It's very important. If you catch it early, you're more likely to survive from prostate cancer.
And to anyone who's listening to this and might feel a little bit anxious about getting checked, what would you say to them to encourage them to go and do it?
It is one simple blood test. You take one bottle of blood that gets sent off, you get results within 5 days, and then that's you done for a whole year if you're green. So, yeah, it's really important. You could change your whole life.
And just remind us where the event is and what time and place.
Yeah, so it's on Saturday, the 26th of October, between 10 and 2. This is at the Royal Surrey, St. Luke's Cancer Outpatients on Level B.
Brilliant. And how can people come along? Do they have to book a slot?
Yeah, if you go onto our website, cancertestingsouth.org, you can find the events. You go down to the 26th of October. And remember, this is a private event, so you're going to need the password private, and that's all in capitals.